Now, subsequently, since the events in 1994, literature, film, academic opinion has pointed the finger towards certain individuals for being the mastermind of what unfolded. The prosecution, Alison DeForge, various other academics alleged that there was a conspiracy to commit the genocide, to commit the death of these 800,000 Tutsis. And the finger, for many, would point directly at Colonel Bagosora. He was a known Hutu extremist. He is alleged to have been involved in the training and creation of the civilian militia, the Interahamwe. Those are the men with the machetes. He is alleged at the time of the downing of the presidential plane on the evening of the 6th of April 1994 to, in the power vacuum that resulted as a result, that occurred as the result of the president's death, to have convened, well, first to have orchestrated the assassination of political opponents, sort of moderate Hutus and Tutsi parliamentarians, including the Prime Minister, and have then convened an interim government that was sympathetic to the Hutu power cause, and then from there to have instigated the mass slaughter of these 800,000 people. Now, his name comes up frequently in the literature, in film. I believe in the film Hotel Rwanda, he's sort of seen as the, a little bit, or maybe has a cameo as the evil architect of it all. In General Dallaire's book, Shake Hands with the Devil, he's talking about shaking hands in a meeting with General Bagosora. The prosecution allege in some of their evidence that's presented before us in the case that, you know, in 1993 and in early 1994, Colonel Bagosora made comments that predicted the apocalypse, to which the prosecution say that meant the extermination of the Tutsi. So the case is important in that, A, it's the leading military figures who are alleged to have orchestrated the violence that occurred in Rwanda, but it's the first case at the tribunal that will decide or go some way into deciding the extent to which there was pre-planning of the genocide.